Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host over there is Greg Kot. And that is a little bit of Perihelion by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Our producer, Andrew Gill, recently spoke with the frontman of that ultra-prolific Australian band, Stu McKenzie. We did review one of the three albums they have coming out this year. We liked it, Andrew, but I don't know if either of us are ready to dive into the 700 hours of King Gizzard and the Grizzard Lizard.
King Giz.
It is quite a discography.
You just call it King Giz. That's what Stu called it when I talked with him. But yeah, they've got another album out now, Butterfly 3000. The last one you guys reviewed was LW, right?
Right.
And now Butterfly 3000 is completely different. It's like electronic almost. It's like this band is crazy. But I figured this was as good a time as any to add them to our series Hooked on Sonics. You know, they're out pitching interviews and stuff.
Sure.
So I said, why not?
Why not? Sounds good, Andrew. So for Hooked on Sonics, we have musicians analyze the song that led them to pursue a life in music. And along the way, we all learn about the different ways music can affect all of us. If you want to hear more, there are about 20 entries from over the years of our Hooked on Sonics series on our website. So, Andrew, what song do we have to thank for King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard?
Well, I'm not going to take Stu's thunder. I'll let him tell you himself after the break. But I'm going to give you the clue that that song we just played, that is the song that he suggested I play that sounds the most like the song that inspired him. So that was the song Perihelion from their album Infest the Rat's Nest. So you can just take a minute and guess, let some ideas
You know, I was thinking, like, even Zappa at his Zappa-iest would be too conservative for the Giz, right? You know, maybe Beefheart. Is there a Beefheart cover band that comes from Japan by way of Outer Mongolia, maybe, right?
I mean, Butterfly 3000. I mean, think of it, the Infest the Rat's Nest, Butterfly 3000 in a year, you know.
My mind is spinning. My head is spinning. Thank you for that.
Someday we'll take enough drugs to really understand the Giz.
So Andrew supplied us with an intriguing clue. Find out if you guessed the song correctly when we hear directly from Stu McKenzie after a quick break. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Hi, I'm Stu from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And the song that got me hooked on Sonics was Rammstein's Du Hast. It wasn't something that I was used to hearing in my house out of my parents' record collection. It was just that primal, visceral energy. My parents were young. Dad took it upon himself to learn how to play guitar while he had my little brother and I, while we were kind of like little babies. And I think that was kind of his zen therapeutic moment after work, was to go home and learn to like play and sing a song. And he would sing us to sleep every night. A lot of Neil Young and Bob Dylan songs, some Australian artists like Paul Kelly.
They always came for Bradman, his fortune used to hide in the palm of his hand. In the palm of his hand.
Songs that, you know, like a dad who's learning to play guitar would sing on an acoustic guitar, it makes sense, right? The songs that were played. And that was what a lot of the music was in our home. My parents liked, you know, classic stuff like the Stones and Bo Diddley and things like that too, but it was mostly in the folk, country, Americana, bluegrass sometimes world. I also liked it, like I still do, but it represented a calm, serene place that you could go, you could be transported to. Like if you put on music, you just chilled out. You know, you did your other things and you listened to it, and it was, that's, music was beautiful, and that's what it was meant for. And that's, that was my understanding of what music was, I guess. And then, you know, fast forward a little while and starting, as like most young kids do, start to just get interested in music because it is just this powerful magic, this alchemy, you know, music is just this amazing, powerful thing, and it really does have an effect on pretty much all children. And getting around the age of 9, 10, I just moved school, I was in a new place, making friends with new people, and there was one older kid there at my new school who was just into such different music. I think it was his older brother or sister's music collection, actually, which is the classic thing. But he introduced me to like Rammstein, but also Rage Against the Machine and like Metallica. And I'm sure I'd heard AC/DC, but AC/DC in a proper way, like the proper albums, you know, like listening back to front to Power Age and stuff. And so we were kids listening to this music, and it just represented this different thing that I just had no idea music had the power to do. Yeah, I think I was 10. I was 10. And we had dance class at school, and we had to create a dance routine. And yeah, my friend was like, "I've got the perfect song." And I was like, "Cool, like, you know, we'll cool music, let's go." And it was Du Hast. And he was like, "We're going to create a dance routine to this." It's like, oh my god, this is awesome.
Du hast mich.
Like, I love this. I love how, like, this is not what we're supposed to be doing right now. This feels so naughty. But actually, we were fully within the brief. We got those wooden rulers and we used them as drumsticks. And we basically just, like, headbanged. We just headbanged like this, you know, banged our head up and down. for like the entire duration of the song and played air drums. There was like no cues at all. It was completely and utterly freestyle from start to finish. We were expecting to like be expelled, basically. We were expecting like that this was just going to go down like a lead balloon and they were going to call our parents and it was just going to be a disaster. But we just didn't care because like we're into Rammstein and like, you know. But I'm friends with people who are school teachers now. Like, they think it's extremely hilarious. Like, I think our teachers would have thought it was extremely hilarious and cute. They probably thought it was cute, you know, like 10-year-olds headbanging, like, is something quite adorable about that. Woke up in the morning with whiplash, like my neck hurt so much and I felt sick. But it was just so right. It was just, yeah, I don't know. At the time, I didn't think too much of it, but maybe there was some kind of formative experience buried in there about learning that music has the power to take you to many places. And one of those is just extreme energy. It's very different to the place that I'd learnt that music can take you. Music really does have this power to create an emotion out of thin air. That emotion that I got was something that I'd never felt before. And, you know, not all of our music is like that, but a lot of it is. And a lot of it is kind of tapping into that just pure excitement and pure energy and lighting a fire under anyone. I played drums first. It probably was linked to those like early experiences with heavy music. I played that for a few years. I did really enjoy it, but I didn't go too far with it until I picked up guitar at around 15. And by this time, fair few of my other friends were like jamming together, and I think it kind of coincided with growing up type of time in my life, becoming a little more mature, figuring out who I am, the teen angst phase. I started just becoming friends with the arty kids, and I just like needed to keep up. Like, I needed to learn something so I could just hang out, really. It's because that's what I kind of wanted to do. Yeah, honestly, I picked up guitar and I practiced my butt off for several years because I just like loved these friends that I'd made. It was weird. It was like, I love music. I obviously do love music, but as much as that, I loved this kind of like collective shared experience of just being creative with other people. I haven't listened to Rammstein since I was like 13 years old, you know, really. And that's not because like I would say I dislike it. If Du Hast came on at the supermarket, like, I would drop my shopping and like headbang, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be pumped, but they're definitely not a band I followed deeply past that probably fairly important initial spark that they created.
We will be right back. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported those parents back to their home countries, and kept the kids in the United States? Believe it or not, 6 years later, there are still hundreds of families who have not yet been reunited.
Though we as a community may feel hopeless at times, we recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunited over 100 refugee families ripped apart by the zero-tolerance policy of the previous administration. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family find legal representation, housing, and the counseling they need in order to heal and get back on their feet.
Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you would see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like us and believe that all families belong together, then join us supporting El Otro Lado and donate today.
You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. That's gum.fm/charity.
You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website, elotrolado.org/volunteer.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. We just heard Stu of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I really think there should be a Patreon for any radio announcer ever that has to say that band name.
10 times fast.
You know? Yeah. He was playing Music Critic, and it's great to hear any musician do that, but especially one as ambitious and far-ranging as Stu from the Gizverse.
Yeah, you know, and I wanted to point out, you know, he did choose Du Hast by Rammstein, and that song did have a big impact on his life. But, you know, when I was talking with Stu, he wanted to be sure that it's clear he is not ascribing to all of the worldview of Rammstein by talking about this song. They have been a little controversial in the past few years.
Yeah, that's
to
say the least.
So he's not throwing his hat in their boat.
Yeah, no. I would say it was probably a very different philosophy from the Gizverse. You know, my enduring remembrance of Rammstein, Greg, there was a year and a half there where they were on every modern rock radio bill festival.
Yeah,
we saw them like 6 times, and the guy always had the flamethrower. He was always trying to burn the stage down whenever we saw them.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank Andrew for clearing that up, because there is an element of controversy there, but we do have that understood now, exactly what they were going for and what they liked about Rammstein. That's it for this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. To support the show, join our Patreon community and our Facebook group. The show's produced, as always, by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our intern, Sol Delgadillo. Katie Kotz, our social media consultant. Thanks for listening.